The goal of this study is to advance understanding on how scroll bars on Neanderbens co-form and co-evolve with riparian woody vegetation on the Brazos River in Texas. Scroll bars compose the ridges, highs, and swales, lows, encapsulate the evolutionary history of a lowland meandering river by encoding the outcomes of the governing physical processes into the landscape. Scroll bar formation and evolution are dominated by large magnitude floods, where the river flow overtops the banks and erodes the scroll bar as water rushes over the landscape. This is referred to as scroll activation. For the Neanderben presented, our findings show that scroll activation occurs within the range of the 80th to 85th percentile flow, as seen in Figure 3. We also find that it is not until the 90th percentile flow, where water overtops the ridges, that woody vegetation mitigates erosion by decelerating water flow, thus maintaining ridge morphology. Taken together, these findings suggest that as the more frequent erosive flow is contained within the swales, persistent woody vegetation is allowed the time to develop atop the ridges. In short, woody vegetation and patterns of hydrological flows play a role in preserving the ecosystem. All this considered, how the interactions among river hydrology, geomorphology, and vegetation contribute to unique patterns of scroll bar morphologies and woody vegetation on Neanderbens is not fully understood. Future work will establish timescales associated with hydrological, sedimentological, geomorphological, and ecological processes within our study site and put them in context with other bends on the Brazos River. This knowledge is fundamental to determining how climate, manifested through hydrological flow patterns and vegetation health, influences the habitat viability within the lowland meandering system. Thus, it is vital to successful management of river ecosystems and ecosystem services.